like, some people still hesitate killing walkers.
Yeah, which
even after all this time, they still hesitate killing walkers. But Michonne, not even a second thought. Doesn't even look at them half the time.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, the things that she's, like, even if you count, Andrea as a loss, because she was really close to her when she died.
Gosh, they were besties.
Oh, fuck Andrea.
Yeah, it was great that she died.
Oh, fuck that bitch. She was the last one on my list that needed to go.
Rookie's finally walked in on his motorbike thinking he's Daryl fucking Dixon.
Man, don't hate because I'm a badass, dude. As a matter of fact, I am Daryl Dixon because I ride a motorcycle, so
yeah. You got the poncho and all that shit ready.
I do got that vest he got with the wings. Well, it ain't a vest, it's a jacket, but it's got wings on it.
That vest is great.
Yeah, I got that shit. So yeah, you know what? I am Daryl of this show then.
Black Daryl.
I got a bow and arrow and a crossbow too. So you know what? I'm Daryl. you got to be Carl.
Carl, I don't mind Carl. Carl's fine.
Carl'll be dead by the end of the season. Don't worry.
Carl, he's gonna be the only survivor. You watch.
Nah, I bet that the baby's gonna be the last survivor.
Oh, that baby's gonna be dead before you know it.
That baby's gonna grow up, and you know who it's gonna be? It's gonna be Clementine.
No, it won't.
Clementine was like a little mulatto kid. Shut up. Yeah.
Clementine was useless anyway.
You don't think Shane was a mulatto?
No.
You know what?
No, Shane had a little something in him, but
he was something. That's for sure. he was Wayne's color.
What?
Yeah, he was kind of
weird, obscure.
Oh, weird. Some weird.
Of course you're weird. Come on now. You've been weird for I don't know how long now. You say that like you're shocked. Oh, I'm weird now, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
You wasn't normal. I mean, you was on MaxCast, so obviously you wasn't normal.
Hey, that great show's back, alright? Don't feel bad about that. Speaking of great shows, what did you make from this episode, Mr. P1?
You know what I gotta say, man, this season, I like this season. It's mixing in with, it has a little bit of season 2 and season 3 feel for it. You know, it's got the action like season 3 had, but it's got the slow pace like season 2 had or whatever, and I think they finally got the balance right of how they want this show going down, and I love the mystery. The mystery just has me going, God damn it, so many questions or whatever. You know, I got so many questions I wanna ask. I wanna just interview somebody and be like...
Well, we've gone through a lot of this shit anyway, but we'll do another recap just so for you.
Okay. Oh.
Obviously, the show, who do you think's feeding these fucking rats to the walkers outside the fence?
Yeah.
So I put who I think is feeding the rats out there? Yeah, I put a poll up too.
Ooh, dude.
Yeah, I put a couple of polls up actually.
So you and your polls.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, I love fan interaction, and my spoiling bastards love me. Fuck so fan. You know. No wonder I got more numbers than you. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm like the Shane of the group. I just don't give a shit.
I'm the only one that can call his fans a bastards and they still come back.
Yeah, Justin Bieber spits on his fans and they keep coming back to him.
Well, and initially my fans are called spoiling bastards, so they're allowed to be called bastards, so. And Justin Bieber's not a dude, so he's a little douchebag, so.
Good point.
Justin Bieber in The Walking Dead next season.
Oh, fuck that.
That'd be awesome.
Kill him.
Don't even say that out loud, okay? That someone would get a bad idea.
You know, it's hard to say who's feeding the rats, and I'm assuming the person that's feeding the rat also did the burning of Tyrese's girlfriend at the end too, or whatever. So I'm just making that assumption, but I don't know. There's so many people in the prison now; it's hard to just dictate one. I'm assuming it's not a main character. It has to be like someone just, you know.
I reckon Tyrese burnt her for starters.
And he didn't know it.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon she was pregnant, and he said, "I've got to get rid of this baby somehow. How am I going to do this? Oh, I'll set her on fire."
So I stuck a poll up of who do you think burned Tyrese's girlfriend, right? And I put like all the names on the show in there.
Yeah.
All right. So look which one won the most. It was the one I was just fucking around with too. I got Daryl. Got Daryl's name on there. 0 votes. Carl's votes. 0 votes. Rick. 0 votes. The governor got 4 votes. Herschel, 0 votes. Maggie, 0 votes. Glenn, 0 votes. And this last one got all the votes, and it's the Ku Klux Klan members. 17 votes. And I put that there specifically because I know people have been asking, why the fuck did you put that there? I was like, because they found out that she was dating Tyrese, and they found out she was a nigger lover, so they burned.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So there you go.
Good point.
The Klan does now reside in this town. I'm just putting it out there.
Would that be connected? That could be connected to Daryl. We all know his brother Mel. Was a
yeah,
brother.
Exactly. There you go. This is a come into circle movie show right here, or whatever. I mean, you know, she was a nigger lover. They saw it and it was like, oh hell no, we're not having this. Not one of our sisters, whatever. And Daryl is the one feeding the rats or whatever because he's doing it for his Ku Klux Klan brothers or whatever.
You've worked this all out, haven't you?
I have. I pondered it because I had a lot of questions.
He cracked the case.
I still reckon it's that stupid little bitch, the one who their father gets killed in the prison.
The funny in the head girl?
Yeah, that's the one who names walkers and shit. That stupid.
Oh, her sister, her little sister was amazing though. She was just like, she's like, you're weird. And she was like, she's not, scared. She's just a little slow. I was like, oh!
that's the point. She's the one who's doing some of this bad shit. She's the one feeding the fucking rats to walkers. And I don't think she burned.
And then she cries when they kill that one walker that she named.
Yeah, cause he's a fucking idiot. She should be kicked out of the prison. Just right now.
I like Carol. Carol once again had a bigger role in this episode as well. Whatever, I really like once again, I'll say it again. I like her character, how it's developing into this woman that she is now, and how she's being pretty much the leader of the children in this prison.
Everyone's just waiting for her to bang Daryl. Everyone knows. That's what everyone's waiting for.
Oh God, yeah.
I like the mystery of her not banging Daryl. I like she's playing.
But
I like
it's gonna happen soon. It's gonna build up over time. I mean, it's been four seasons now. You know, eventually there's gonna, they haven't even bloody kissed or made out or anything, but it's gonna happen sooner or later.
Well, I like, that she's kinda flirting with him and he's kinda like just winking at her or whatever. I like that, where it's like a little, it makes it feel human. It makes the show feel more human. That's why you got the Glenn.
Daryl's always, besides with his brother, he's always been the outsider of the group. He's always got distance between people.
Now, the biggest part of the episode had to be Rick.
Oh, Rick. Yes, Rick.
Rick
and his crying ass.
Man, when he was feeding those pigs to the zombie, you could just see the look in his face like he was losing it. I was just like, oh shit, he's going back. He's going back.
What even goes with the bit when they have to protect that fence and he runs up and they're all just straight away killing the walkers and he's kind of hesitant at first and he's like, fuck, the walkers kill the motherfuckers.
And the first 10 fucking minutes, dude, I was like, man, shit looked like it's already about to go downhill. And I was like, man, I was like, ain't nothing working right now. It's like, I know it's early in the morning, but shouldn't they have guards watching these fences and shit and stuff like that or whatever? I mean, that fence was coming down and Rick was just choosing not to do it or whatever and then to do it. And then when he started doing it, you just started seeing this look in his face like he was loving it or something. I was like, oh.
He's getting off on this.
He's like when he stabbed one. Oh yeah, oh yeah, brother. Oh, yeah. Snap into this Slim Jim.
Why wouldn't they get like a flamethrower or something? Just all right, problem solved. Just burn them all down. There you go. Problem solved.
Okay, then. Well, they don't have then you have to deal with flaming walkers for a short
flaming
period
walkers.
Of time.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Do you really want to deal with that?
Well,
I don't
want to
deal with that.
I don't think they'll die, Wayne, if you just set them on fire.
It slows them down.
I don't think, as a matter of fact, they might beat on the gate even harder than
I didn't think of that, okay?
but you know what? Molotov cocktails. They got alcohol. Oh no, you know what? That black motherfucker.
He's got all hidden.
He fucked that up, so never mind. You know what? It's Bob Stokey. He's feeding the rats to him. It's his fault. I'm blaming his
black. It's Bob Stokey. I'm blaming alcohol, him. Motherfucker.
I'm blaming his black ass right now. He thought
who do you actually think is feeding the rats? Who do you actually think is? I mean, I'm positive it's going to be that girl.
The little one?
Yes. I reckon that's so, because she's just fucking stupid. The
fact
that
she
names them and shit like that, it's just weird.
I'm tying it in with, I'm assuming once again that the person that's feeding these rats is also the person that set Tyrese's... I mean, did she turn to a zombie and they set her on fire, or did she turn? They set her ass on fire before, or whatever. I was like looking at. And who was that other person she was with?
Didn't they set her ass on fire before? She died. And
well, whoever it was, they killed because you see the blood trail. So they've obviously killed her or stabbed her and then dragged her ass out to that little courtyard and then set her on fire.
So I'm assuming that's the person that's feeding the rats, or whatever. And I know damn well it wasn't a little girl. But I would agree with you that it was the little girl, as far as the rat scene, because you know she has this. You know what? What if it's Carl?
Fuck. Then fucking Carl. Fuck awesome. Carl. Fucking feed him to the walkers.
I just thought about that. I was thinking like, what if Carl, cause like all this time he's been asking for his gun back or whatever and wanting to get into the field and shit like that, what if he just went on some crazy ass spree that... Man, you know what? I'm going with Carl then. That's my pick. You know what? I'm picking Carl.
He's jealous of a black man sleeping with her, is he? So that was the reason he did it.
Yeah, because he was supposed to fuck Herschel's other daughter or whatever. Yeah. He was like, man, I was supposed to get that. Yeah, I was supposed to get Beth. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, blame him for that. I mean, he's the same, well, roughly the same age, so why wouldn't you?
He looked a little younger. He was like half her size and shit. I was like, damn, huh?
Yeah, he's on hormone pills or some shit. Get bigger.
Oh, and Michonne is getting better, too.
Yeah, so we were just talking about that before you came on. The whole Michonne story.
They are really breaking her down as a human character now. She's no longer she's still a badass, whatever, but they're just breaking her down, like, every episode now as far as just being more human.
She's Clementine's mother. There you go.
Yeah, she is Clementine's mother. She's holding that baby and was just crying. She's like, my daughter went with some Negro that was going to jail. I dated this white man to get away from them Negroes.
No, but
it was a lot of scenes like that, though. When she just started crying or whatever, it was like, wow, that just explained a lot about that character right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this literally just before you came on, about it even connects to last season with the fact that she brought in the baby formula.
Yeah.
She arrives at the prison, so it makes sense now why she actually, I mean, whether they play, I mean, I haven't read the comics, so I don't know if she's had a child and she like that, but.
I don't remember a child.
Yeah,
from
I mean,
her.
What was the, I mean, they're probably changing the character. They do change the characters up anyways.
They've been changing the books a lot lately or whatever, so I haven't been keeping up as much with her. I've been every now and then, but I don't remember her having a child or anything like that.
But I mean, what they're doing with her character is, it's certainly, cause she was the one-dimensional fucking character before.
Not anymore. Oh, and I said it last week too. The best thing about this show is whenever Daryl and Rick gets on screen time together, and they have so much camera time together this time, I was just like, they got your two stars right there.
Well, that's the stars of the show.
I like how Daryl was just like, you know, trying to motivate Rick. I was like, you know, maybe you should get back. It seemed like Daryl was the one, because everybody's been trying to motivate Rick last week or whatever, like, hey, carry your gun with you, and it seemed like Daryl was the one that got more to him.
Daryl's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Seriously. Why is Daryl the only one digging graves? I found that very good. He's not a grave digger.
I already brought this up, Wade. I already turned it around and said Rick went over to help him, and Daryl went, no, sit your ass down, Rick.
Well, Daryl volunteered. Daryl volunteered.
Where are the other people?
Daryl volunteered to do that, though.
Daryl's not a grave digger. He's got far more important shit to do.
But he volunteered, though. So he shouldn't have said.
I reckon if you pan that camera around, you got a bunch of all these fucking women and teenagers just watching him digging because they want to see him get all sweaty and shit. That's the only reason they didn't help him.
He volunteered.
You would too.
Though.
I would not know. I don't want to see Daryl sweaty. No.
I would want to play with his crossbow, and I'm not talking about the weapon.
And CJ joins us. That bloody
is awesome. I do like how Daryl did tell him, like, hey, you know, you gotta get your ass to work. You gotta just stand there. All right. Yeah. You like what you see? All right, buddy.
Oh, that scene though, when that was probably my favorite scene in the episode when Rick started. He's like, I got an idea, or whatever, and then he took those pigs, and I was like, no,
no. And then when he bastard, he could have at least killed them. He just cuts them and then throws them to a bunch of walkers. Like, you cruel bastard.
Did you see when he killed that second one? That blood squirt in his face, and he started shaking. I was like, no. I was like, this motherfucker, I was like, you know what, just give him a weapon and let him just go against this mob of zombies. I bet he comes out alive.
You know what they needed, though? They needed him to pick up, like, Babe from the Babe movies and start talking to him, and he cuts it and he's, oh, shit.
Well, the reason why he was sacrificing the pigs, too, because they had belief that maybe it was the pigs that were causing them to be sick and shit like that or whatever, and I was like, it's not the pigs! Don't kill the pigs!
I tell you what, if they were infected, he would be infected. He said the blood spurts all over fucking him and gets covered in that shit.
I thought he was about to have a fucking Braveheart moment or something. He was like, no! Because fuck, man, he was snapping. And Daryl looked like he was enjoying it. He was like, yes, feed into your hatred.
I didn't like no pigs anyway.
Exactly. He's like, I'm a vegetarian.
Daryl, I somehow dad is a vegetarian.
Now, there's some theory, right? Like, I was at work today talking with some coworkers about the water cooler, and some of my workers, they believe that Daryl may be the one carrying the disease. You know, they think that Daryl has...
Yeah, there is rumors going around about that. I mean, I bloody hope not, because that would be shocking.
But then, if he does have the disease, that just give him a more reason to leave the group so, Rick can become the captain, you know, so he has to leave. He'll go live by himself.
Well, to be fair about that. Captain. Well, in this season, it looked like Daryl's kind of more, Daryl's more of the leader as far as like who's the action guy, and Rick is more of the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Of who to talk to.
They spread out leadership now.
Yeah, which is a really nice.
Carol stepped up as a leader as well in her own part.
Yeah, I tell you, Carol takes care of the kids now, whatever, and she's like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna teach you how to use a blade. But to say on that, as far as Daryl being infected, they're all infected though.
Yeah.
Right.
So it could be either one of them. I mean, I don't know how far the mutation can go in either one or whatever. I mean, it looked like for right now is it, you get a common cold and next you know it, the virus spreads through you or anything like that? Or, I mean, I like the mystery of this show. I just hope it keeps building on that right now.
Even though with Carol, I'm really suspicious about her. You know, I think that,
What she done wrong?
I think she may be the one, you know, who's helping, you know, who's doing the rat stuff and poisoning the rat. Oh, not poisoning.
No!
I'm curious.
Because like, okay, I understand that she wanted to teach the kids how to, you know, fend for themselves, but it was just like the way she was about like, come on, just keep it between us. You know, like, let's do this. You can be part of my child soldier army, you know, just come on.
You think she's building a child soldier army?
That's okay. CJ, you missed it. I just did a poll of who do you think burned Tyree's girlfriend? I said the people here voted for the Ku Klux Klan members or whatever. And I was like, it all comes full circle. They didn't want to see that woman as a nigger lover, so they burned her ass. So, you know what? Carol looks like she could be part of the Ku Klux Klan. This all makes sense now. I think.
That's the exact same thing I saw. When I saw that burnt body, I'm like, I'm like, it's too bad he got cop blocked. You know, I guess I really must be the Tyrese of the group. Cause I know that feeling. And then,
did you guys see the preview for the next week one? It looked like Herschel is gonna be the one making the next sacrifice or something like that. And Tyrese, and I saw Daryl holding Rick back or whatever. I was like, oh, Rick, Tyrese, and Herschel are gonna be the ones that lose it in the next. I thought it's gonna be badass.
Herschel's a dead man walking on one leg, at least.
He's getting around.
Now he's got two now.
What?
He's getting around on the good on that peg leg he got. What are you talking about?
Where did he get that from? We were talking about this before.
They said he found it.
He found it.
Yeah.
Him found it. Like they went, like when they were scavenging for supplies and shit or whatever, they said they found it or whatever and gave it to him. And
just, someone's leg. They just chopped it off and gave it to him.
Yeah.
Hey, they got that shit in hospitals.
Yeah, but the hospital.
You can easily just braid one of them motherfuckers.
They just broke a table leg off.
Are you kidding me? They probably were like running around and they killed the walker who had a fake leg and they took it off and gave it to him.
And he's the one who's infected. There you go.
I would do so much cocaine in this world.
Are you kidding me? I'd be so drunk all the time.
You'd be like Mel looking for drugs.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be so fucked up and I'd be like, I need them zombies off the wall. They'd be seeing the gate opening. Where are you going, P1? Where are you going? Give me a machete and just like go crazy and just laugh and like, chopping them up and shit or whatever.
Like, damn, zombies, they're actual humans.
Yeah. Oh, cocaine starts wearing off. I'm like, what the fuck did I just do?
okay. What about the fact, which me and Samuel toys, but he finally puts his gun back on. Rick. Gives his gun back.
Wasn't it great?
Such a satisfying scene. I was like, man, this two episodes already. I'm loving it.
Didn't you think the same thing about fucking time you actually put that fucking gun back on? Because all the shit with that prison outbreak and Daryl's the one. And as I said to Sammy, isn't Glenn getting useless? Every time there's a fight, he gets pinned against a wall, pinned against a couple of zombies, and Daryl or someone saves his ass lately. Last two episodes, he's been pretty useless.
Him and Maggie are like the part that makes the show human, okay? Him and Maggie is that relationship that we actually have. It's like, cause ain't no other relationship. You see what happened to Tyree's girlfriend? Ku Klux Klan burned her ass. So it's like, ain't gonna be no nigga living up in here. Yeah, once they find out.
Well, you gotta think, it's like, you got the black guy who got the woman, she got killed. Glenn's Asian.
He didn't even get any.
It's guaranteed Maggie's gonna be the next one to go.
He was gonna take that bitch some flowers, okay? I was like, you just take her a rubber or something like that.
That's the point. He's too weak for this world, Tyree. So I reckon now he's gonna get tough.
I don't know. Exactly. We've had this talk last week. Remember, I was like, that girl is gonna die, and when she dies, that's when Tyrese is gonna be like, this world is cold, and I don't give a shit about it or whatever, so that's when he's gonna become Rick, pretty much.
I hope so. He needs to man up. He needs to do something. Because every time, oh, I can't kill walkers because I'm a pussy. I can't do this because I'm a pussy. It's like, fucking man up. Do something. Do something for a change.
I think with the whole Rick putting his gun back on, that's just Rick not trying to be the one to make the hard decisions anymore or whatever. Because, yeah, I mean, we've seen how that worked out. People got on his back about it. And now it's funny because they got on his ass about it. But now they're just like, Rick, we need you, man. It's like, and he's looking at them like, two seasons ago, y'all was giving me shit about shooting Shane's ass. I mean, that motherfucker tried to kill me and y'all gave me shit about it. And now y'all need me all of a sudden. I'm just a farmer now.
So. That's what I was talking about, Sammy. How do you think Shane would have reacted in this world? Because he would have kept, he would have fucked some shit up.
I think he would have left by now.
Well, left. I reckon he would have killed the governor. He wouldn't have put up with that shit. You think Laurie probably would have been alive?
He wouldn't have did shit. If Merle couldn't kill the governor, then what'd that tell you? Merle was the biggest bad. Shane is bullshit compared to Merle. Come on.
Yeah, but Merle still follows. Shane don't follow no one. Shane does what Shane wants.
Merle don't follow. He's loyal.
Exactly. Shane's not.
Shane's not loyal. Shit, he stayed around Laurie's ass for how long? he's pussy whipped.
That's a woman he liked. He loved her.
He's pussy whipped.
Yeah, but he would have done anything to protect her.
He's nothing more than Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese is no Shane.
Yeah. He's nothing more than Tyrese or whatever. You wait and see or whatever. Shane ain't shit or whatever. Merle would have beat his ass too, just like he beat that nigga T-Dog's ass. That's it.
Now, we're all overlooking the main part of like, okay. So Rick gets his gun back, right? And guess who else gets his gun?
Carl.
And guess
who else is a suspect on the Chicago John watch? Carl.
I already said that. I said Carl's the one that did it because I was like, he had this thirst for blood. He's looking for hunger. I was like, he probably was the one feeding the rats and he probably burnt that girl. And now that they gave him his gun back, that motherfucker's going to go on a mass suicide.
Hides and Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, same thing. I spoke with Sammy when they even mentioned about the whole hat thing in this. When, Michonne says, "Oh, you don't wear your hat anymore." It's like, "Oh, it's not a farmer's hat, so therefore I don't wear it." So he only wears that hat when he kills walkers.
I was gonna say that's bullshit. He only wears that hat when he murders, and he hasn't murdered in a while. So he's like,
killed one person. What's wrong with that?
When he puts that hat on, he's like. He starts putting face paint on like he's a Joker and shit. He's like, he starts losing his shit. He's like, oh, where's my badge at now?
He's raised in a world where he has to kill to survive.
How badass that would have been if they would have ended the show with showing like the nighttime of the feeding the rats again or whatever and then just see Carl smiling in the background like, shit.
Eating the rats himself.
Yeah, that would have been some creepy shit right there. Been like, Rick, you better not go to sleep around this kid. This
could be sleepwalking, you don't know. Like that guy in the prison.
He's gonna kill Judith.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be the worst.
That would be hilarious, come on.
Oh, CJ, I said Judith is gonna be Clementine.
What the hell? No, that girl, man, I laughed my ass off when she was like making those faces. She like, I don't know. And then you had the older sister said like, oh, don't be weak. I can do it. I can kill daddy.
Mama. She had that frog's face on her face from the fucking WB and shit. She wanted to say, Mama.
Like, I need to go talk to my dead boyfriend. Maybe he will consult me. Oh, he dead too. And I just laughed.
Why did they kill him? I told you I like her little sister or whatever. She was just like, she's not weak. She's just kind of messed up in the head. I was like, I like that little girl.
Hey, she tells it just as she sees it.
She's like, don't call her weak. She's just fucked up in it. She's bipolar. That's all. She needs some medication, and you guys haven't been on a run in a while, so.
She only gave the walker a handy, all right? She didn't put it in her mouth. Come on. Leave her alone.
You know, it's either Carl or Bob Stokey. He didn't have his alcohol, and he lost his shit, and he was just like, you know what? I'm going to burn some bitches with alcohol or whatever, and he burned that bitch. You know what? He was jealous of that other black dude. Crabs in a bucket. It's all about that.
Crabs in a bucket.
You need crabs.
We don't have it in general. We just, you know.
Maybe that's the outbreak. It's just herpes and steroids or something.
I'm telling you this right now. He saw that black man. He was just like, man, why you get that fine-ass white girl? Exactly. Why Glenn get that fine? He's like, how come I don't get a fine-ass white girl up here? Michonne tried to hit on me. He's like, I don't want you. He's like, I want a white girl. So he was like, you know what? If Tyrese can only have this white girl, then and I can't, then no one can have her. I'm burning this bitch or whatever. And you know what? He gonna burn those little white girls next too, cause he gonna be like, they gonna grow up and get with like some white men or find some other black dudes or something. He's like, no white girl gonna want me.
Oh, we all know Tyrese. He's gonna get on with Beth. You know that.
Why the black dude gotta be a pedophile, Wayne, huh?
Hey, she's not a pedophile. She's old enough.
She ain't, you know damn well she ain't.
Like, she's like 24 in real life. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, in real life.
She's probably what, 18, so.
I love it. The black man gotta be in prison, now he's gotta be raping someone. Wayne, you know, you most racist motherfucker on this goddamn show. Just keep saying, cause you know why, Sammy, CJ? Cause he's the only white guy on this show.
Oh, of course. okay, that's right. I'll be like Merle. I'll be alright. You know, just call it as you see it. Just cause he's racist doesn't, he can't help it.
Nah, you more of the governor.
He can't help it.
I see you more as a governor.
You can't help but hate the black people, it's alright.
You know why? It's jealousy too, because he's mad because that Tyrese, that CJ got that white woman. He's like, why the fuck I can't get one now?
No, women keep you dead in that world. That's the problem. You've got to be alone. You've got to be like Daryl. Like,
he's like, all I got is P1 looking at me, and I don't even like that.
Yeah, because the governor wouldn't see you. He'll be out of me fake eye. That'd be right.
That's why he's happy he's got that one eye.
You could wonder if he has sex with that one eye.
You know, I'm sure he gets some
do with that. Shit, so.
He's like, come in my eye, girl.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, it stings, girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, you bitch.
I can't wait for the governor to come in, fuck some shit up. That's just gonna be great.
Okay, so who we got? We got the governor, the KKK, and Carl, and Bob Stokey. They're the main victim.
And Carol, according to CJ.
Oh, definitely Carol.
Carol, they're the five that set these dudes on fire or whatever. Let's put the money in the hat right now, real quick. Whatever.
I tell you, what do we think is going to happen next week, then? Because we did see the preview for it. What do we all think? Are the possibilities of what's going to happen? As you said, Rick and Daryl and all that shit, and Herschel seem to be losing.
Something has
shit
to happen to either Judith or Carl or something for Rick to have that outbreak he had, where Daryl had to hold him back. I mean, it would have to be something as dramatic as that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Tyrese. Went on a rampage and started beating up all the kids and shit.
Tyrese sleeps with Judith instead.
Carl just walks up to him, hey Tyrese, how's it going? Fuck you! And just punches him right in the eyeball and shit.
Well, you're right. Maybe Carl is the one who sets her on fire, therefore Tyrese finds out and gets pissed.
Yeah. Maybe you gotta be Carl, man. Carl or the other one.
Maybe Carl just starts.
I don't think Judith would have done it. I think she's a bit too young to set people on fire.
Oh, Maggie Simpson said, shot Mr. Burns, remember? So, you know.
Talk about the most racist show of all time. There, yeah, we won't get into that discussion.
Babies are possible doing it, but you know what, Carl's, I can see why Rick's gonna be doing that though, is cause Carl, he's gonna be teasing the kids, gonna be like, look at this, I got my gun back. You wanna play a game?
Russian roulette.
Yeah, it's called Russian roulette. He's like, and if it points anywhere but you, then you gotta die or whatever. Rick starts having that outbreak. Like,
I would love to see Carl as fucked up as that. I think it'd be great.
I'm telling you, man, he is the victim. It's him. They're building this up, man. They're saying he kept begging Rick. He's like, okay, Dad, can I have my gun back? He's like, hey Dad, can we go help them? Can we go in the field? He's like, he's hungry for it, man. He's like, I need to get back out there. At nighttime, he's sneaking out.
That's why when he grabbed that rifle and helped Michonne, and he was like, oh yes.
Yeah, he got a fucking bone. He had to disappear for a little bit or whatever. He's like, I gotta jerk off. I gotta trick my dad thinking I'm reading these comic books. He's like, nah, I'm really jerking off to the thrill of me shooting somebody or whatever. Right. Oh, but what about Herschel though? Okay, cause they showed Herschel a lot that day. What's going on with that? That's what I want to know.
He's becoming a pirate. You don't know that.
Oh, okay. Hey man, he's getting around on that leg pretty good, I gotta say.
Yeah, next episode he's gonna have a parrot and then an eye patch. He's gonna steal the governor's eye patch. And he would get a parrot.
He already got a ponytail. He's halfway there.
He's becoming a pirate. He's getting up being in one of those towers, just giving orders, singing his own shit.
How badass would that be if he was the one that beat the shit out of the governor and was like, I'm taking your eye patch, bitch. And then Rick and them go up to him and say, hey, good job, man. You did a good job. And he just looks at them and be like, I'm the new governor now.
he's got everything he needs there, okay? If he steals Carl's hat, he's got his pirate hat. He steals Daryl's vest, He's got his pirate vest. Steals Michonne's sword. He's got his sword.
Mind control or whatever. That eye patch is going to be mind control. As soon as he put that eye patch on, he's going to be like, oh,
sorry.
All right, mate.
What did you turn to Australian? How many Australian pirates that I know of?
He's gonna get a hoodie and dress up like Assassin's Creed Black
Friday. Alright, why don't you guys buy the new Assassin's Creed Black Crown on the PS4?
That commercial's gonna pop up with that music playing. think Herschel's gonna die next episode though?
No, I don't think it'll be next episode. I reckon he will bite the dust by the end of the season. I reckon halfway season point he'll be beaten to death with his own leg.
Herschel kind of took the role of Dale. Felt more human. The only one that still kept his humanity, still whatever.
That's why he's dead.
Yep.
I know. I feel sorry.
All Dale did was anyway was stare. He did that Dare look like.
Dale was the Morgan Freeman of the group. He was always there when bad shit was happening. Whatever. He's just like, why do I got to be the one witnessing this shit?
He was always trying to save people, and by then it cost him his life. We all know that.
Hey, at the end of that season, though, man, he came out to be like the most only the person I kind of you can really relate to. I'm the one trying to keep my humanity. The rest of y'all had lost y'all shit.
Fuck here, dude.
Yeah, personally, I was too, but you know, hey, he's human though.
True. But
I got a couple of questions if you wanna.
Yeah, okay. We'll do some questions before we go.
All right, how much time
I know we're so not used to questions, so let's start reading questions.
I do have some questions.
So I'll just read like five then or whatever. Andrew, he says, AP1, will you be teaming up with Dragon Wolf crew to do more TV shows, Agents of Shields, Game of Thrones, et cetera, et cetera? No.
Game of Thrones, not for me.
Fuck Agents of Shields.
Yeah, fuck everything. Fuck that Batman show that's about to get started. Fuck that Agents. Fuck all them shows. This show don't matter. It's Walking Dead. You know what? The beat's even bigger assholes. We're just going to go back and review the older Walking Dead.
I'll even throw some questions in. We got Eric Bendick saying, what do you think it was right for Rick giving Carl his gun back?
Yes.
Of course it was. Carl needs his gun.
No, Carl planned it out. He planned it that way, so. Yeah,
he planned it that way. This is all of Carl's plan. This is all part of his master plan, y'all.
All part of the plan.
He's gonna put his KKK head on or whatever. He's gonna be like, my brothers, I'm ready now. We can kill my- So I'm telling you, he's got that hair and shit. Like, he's looking just like it, whatever. I mean, so he, you know what? The spinoff here is he's really Daryl's child. They got the same hair.
Yeah, when you start seeing the white bed sheets go missing, then you gotta be worrying, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Some of them bed sheets go missing. Got next question. It's Cynthia. She says, do you guys think Daryl and Carol should just hook up already, or do you guys like the flirting back and forth they have?
I love the flirting. Yeah, I love the flirting. I think it needs to get to another step when they're almost there and then something happens and it doesn't, like, and, you know, a zombie attack or some shit. Oh, that doesn't happen. Yeah.
I think instead of them getting together, I think one of them needs to die and see how the other.
Carol's gonna die.
And see how the other one reacts. I don't know. I mean, Carol, you know, she's kind of stepping her game up lately or whatever. She's looking like she's more cautious than anybody nowadays. She's like, look, I'm carrying a weapon on me all the time and shit like that.
I would love to see Daryl just lose his shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We already seen Daryl lose his shit when he had to kill Merle.
No, I mean, that was in sadness. I mean, like, anger, like, pure hatred. If the governor killed her or some shit and he was like, that's it.
The reaction out of either one of them is going to be like fucking priceless if one of them dies though. So I hope that happens more than them getting together.
Yeah.
Next comment here, Jonathan. He says, definitely would love to see you guys in a zombie apocalypse, especially trapped in a prison with horny P1. If in a zombie apocalypse, what would be your three weapons of choice? Oh, that's easy.
Oh.
Machete.
Yep.
Crossbow. And a pistol. No, shotgun.
Sammy?
Oh, man.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you
go. Okay, some sort of, like, rebar club thing.
Mm-hmm.
A machete's great. I love machetes. Or, like, a really good axe.
Oh,
tomahawk. We all know that.
Yeah, like a tomahawk. Like, yeah.
You wouldn't find that right?
Of course, a crossbow.
You wouldn't find that racist.
I was imagining a racist comment to come, but she didn't pick up.
I would dress in skins too. I would look like just a bush Indian, like come right out of the bush, like war paint and everything with my tomahawk and my bow. Brother Matthew, yeah, that's me. I want weapons that I can reuse.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You gotta make sure don't have to reload.
Damn, I really am Daryl. I know how to use a crossbow too. I have one.
What about you, CJ? What are your three weapons?
Oh, give me a battleship. And,
he gonna bomb. To be in the fucking water. What's the difference?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the water. Just give me a goddamn battleship so I don't have to worry about none of this bull. And a submarine. I want a battleship, a submarine, and a spaceship.
CJ's gonna be the fucking Joker. He's like, I like gasoline so I can fill up my boat, just get away and shit. You know? So, like, that's, gasoline in a car. That'll get you far away from wherever you need to go.
Fucking battleship. Pretty much. God, out of all fucking things. I tell you what, one thing, as far as no one's ever said anything, I would have body armor to the point where there's no point where anyone could be fucked. Has anyone, Lethal Weapon 4, you remember the start of that movie? The guy with the fucking flamethrower on the machine gun, he's got the body armor?
Yeah.
That shit, give me that fucking uniform and I'm happy.
Or how about you'd have to improvise in this world.
Oh yeah, I'd improvise.
You do like a World War Z Brad Pitt, like, magazine duct tape thing.
Yeah.
I think everybody would. I'm shocked anybody hasn't done that yet, is like tape phone books and shit around them. I'm like, that seems like the most logical thing to do, wearing a lot of clothing or something.
Glenn kind of pads himself up with armor, but that's really about it.
Yeah, he uses that police riot shield and shit like that. Him and Maggie does that, which they're probably the only two smart ones in this, but I'm like, yeah, I don't remember.
Even though when they came back with the whole fence about to come down, they were the only ones that I saw in the beginning that put something in between their hands to hold up the fence, like a shovel and stuff. You know, they didn't use their bare fingers. So I'm like, yeah, use your bare fingers on these things that bite. That's awesome.
I'd grab the bat pod as well. I'd find out where that is and just drive that around.
Oh, now we bring a mystical stuff in here? Things that don't exist?
Mystical stuff. I'll get on one from the studios. Bat pod.
Fuck it. Damn.
I want a transformer.
Then I want a Green Lantern ring then. But
I want the Dragon Ball Z powers where I can
they'd bite your, by the time you get done powering up CJ, they'd bite your ass. But
I'd
like,
I'd grab that fucking grab the tornado from Man of Steel, I'd take care of
him. Yeah. Fucking Luke's gotta sacrifice the dad every time.
I'll take General Zod then on my side. He seems to be killing his people or whatever, so you know what, I'll take that then. How about that? Man, I'll take Superman himself. He likes snapping necks and shit. So. Next question here from Jed Vesser. He says, "Damn, goddamn, shit! Now that was an awesome set. Woo, that's a bad outfit. Now that's a badass. Woo! Now that was an awesome second episode. Do you guys think Rick has? Do you guys think Rick has finally snapped mentally?
Yes. I was talking the same. I think he's just overkilling. He's so overkilling."
I think next episode we might see that. I don't know. Just from that preview we saw of him breaking down, or maybe. But I don't know. He seems to have his head on still straight away, because at the end of the show, he's like, he's putting his shit back on. He's like, look, I know what I have to do now, whatever, because that whole fence thing coming down and them not knowing how to handle it. And Rick's like, look, I don't want to be the one to handle this. Like, can't come one of y'all come up with a fucking idea? Come on now. it's like seven of y'all. Come on now. And Daryl just looks at him. What we do, Rick? And he's like, oh, God damn it.
He's a leader. Everyone looks to him as the leader, so no one wants to stand up, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with any leader. He's damned if he do, he's damned if he doesn't. I mean, shit, it's anything like that. Last question I'll read here for you guys is a Stacy. Love that name. I love a lot of things nowadays, but, she says, love The Walking Dead. It's easily my favorite show. Better be. How do you guys feel about people that heavily criticize the show, especially season 2 and the final in season 3?
Fuck them, is all I say. Yeah. I love season 2.
I didn't hear some people saying that final season 3, the final episode, whatever. They was like, that was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen. I was like, really? I heard some people that don't even want to watch the show because of that final. I was like, what?
That's stupid. I mean, it was definitely, it wasn't, it's just nothing really happened or was resolved. you know.
The governor murdering his whole goddamn crew and losing his shit.
Well, that was hilarious though.
Yeah, that was funny because you saw that black dude looking at him like,
it's funny.
I said, best get out of here.
He had that look.
Master
like,
going crazy.
He literally did have a look on his face like, oh shit, I ain't going back in slavery. I'm sorry, that was a turning point right there or whatever. It was just like, yeah, this guy is completely lost or whatever. I don't think, like, everybody was expecting like this huge fucking battle. It's like, but there was seven of Brick's people and like a million of these people. Like, what battle was you really expecting to get out of that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't gonna be like Rick was gonna have a machete in his hand, just run up on the governor, and they were gonna run face to face each other and go like, oh, like, what the fuck was people expecting out of that show? I thought it was good, if you ask me.
I expected more from it, but it was still a good ending. I mean, season two, that's the one I didn't get. People hate season, I don't get that at all. I love season two.
Yeah, season two is probably fucking, from beginning to end, season two has to be my favorite right now.
Yeah.
People don't like it because they say, oh, nothing happens. So much shit happens.
Yeah.
It's so small and it's so character driven. It's not the zombies that we're looking at. We're looking at the
thing.
People.
A lot of people is complaining that, oh, it's not enough zombies or whatever. But I was like, look at this conflict between Rick and Shane.
Guys.
And at the end, when the zombies finally get to the farm, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It makes that was the whole no zombies during the season.
Oh, and the way Rick lost it to it then, like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I love that. I'm keeping people alive. This is not a this is not a fucking government. This is a dictatorship.
And people just looking at him and like, well, I didn't want to question you. He's like, you goddamn right, you better not question me, bitch. Oh, and then the ending with Sophia, that had to be the best season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, that was a nice build up right there.
I love, that's my favorite scene out of the whole show so far is when Shane loses his shit. And just rips the barn door open. He's like, this is how we're gonna fucking take care of this.
Yeah, that was
yeah, it's great.
It built up Daryl's and Carol, their little flirtatious relationship they have. I mean, a lot of shit happened in C2 that happens now.
Yeah, fuck you all if you don't like that season. Seriously.
Like, all
go back to watch it.
Everything you like now in season 3 and season 4 and started as far as the character development, all that shit happened in season 2.
You tell them, P1. Tell
them. Yeah, I'll tell them go fuck themselves. All idiots, whatever. And season 3, I'm sorry, that finale was I don't know what. That was horrible. It was just god. That was worse than somebody said it was worse than Dexter's ending. I was like, all right, you know.
No.
I saw Dexter. I mean, look, I give Walking Dead shit, but I'm not gonna say it's as bad as Dexter's ending. Dexter's ending was pretty awful.
That was pretty fucking shitty. I'm sorry.
He ends up with a beard and with a lumberjack. You know, he's a lumberjack. You know, hanging out, making pancakes and with a beard.
He was a poor man. He was a poor man, Daryl.
Yeah, yes, poor man, Daryl, quite right.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any more questions? Or
got more, but if you're ready to end the show, whatever.
How many more we got? How many more can we shoot through?
I got a lot more, and you need to go.
Okay. We'll get through another three at least. How about that?
Okay. All right. Let me see.
Because then it'll end directly on the 70-minute mark. So that'd be perfect.
Alright, let me look at some good ones here. While I look at that good ones, you guys talk about this poll in here, whatever. It says, what did you think of Walking Dead season 4 episode 2? Got 22 seats and nothing else. So I take it a lot of people like this episode or whatever. Good one here. Well, we already talked about this one though, but it says, how do you guys feel about Michonne and the baby scene?
Amazing.
Yep.
I think, isn't it like a throwback to the comic when you kind of find out her past a little bit?
I haven't read the comics, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, then I'll keep that to myself then.
I glanced over that part or whatever. I don't remember them going into heavy detail about it, that's why.
Okay.
They probably did, somebody could probably correct me or whatever, but I don't remember them really going. I remember that they had some brought it up or whatever, but it was like a 2-page thing or something, you know. I don't know, maybe they probably changed it now, because I know they changed the books a lot now or whatever, so to follow it. I heard they're following the show a lot more or whatever, but you know. There's another one. Would you guys think Walking Dead is the best zombie adaptation we have right now?
Right now, of course. I guess right now. Sure.
What else is there?
Right now, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them. There's The Last of Us.
A lot of shit. Yeah, Last of Us, World War Z just came out. There's a lot of shit.
Right now. It's been out right now. It's been out.
But I didn't consider The Last of Us really zombies.
But they are.
Yeah.
They're infected weird things.
I guess that's kind of true in a way.
Of course it's true.
I mean, it's barely any zombies. The game ends with you killing humans, really.
It's true.
I mean, how many times do you really get into a zombie threat? Really like a huge zombie outbreak or anything like that in that game?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. So yeah, we gotta say Walking Dead is better then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I would say it too.
If I have to.
If you have to.
If you have to.
You know what, I asked Wayne this. CJ, what do you like? I'm trying to say.
Nothing. Nothing, you guys. He hates everything. He likes Dragon Ball Z and theme songs. And karaoke. He likes karaoke.
And watching video games.
And white women.
And white women.
All women.
You know damn well you don't like no niggas. You know damn well.
I like them all.
You know, ever since Max JJ cock blocked that black chick from you, I ain't seen you talk. I ain't seen you talk.
Right. Well, thank you everybody for coming again, listening to The Walking Dead and the Walking Dead podcast with your host, the Phenomenal One, and Wayne the Wolf and Stormbird Samantha. And
that's a good way to end it. Good on you, CJ.
Make sure you guys tune back in next week and next time for the same time.
We better take off because I'm gonna
hook CJ up with a black chick, and then if he walks away from him, be like, see that, people? See? Look at that.
You can dangle a rat in front of him, alright? Yes, people, well, thank you for listening, and hopefully you enjoyed this little walk down episode 2 of The Walking Dead Memory Lane, and next week we'll be back again doing the same shit as we did last time, and thank you, CJ. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, P1. Thank you, myself. Okay.
This has been
everybody else listening.
Huh? Yeah, it's the most phenomenal Walking Dead podcast on the planet, so you better listen to it. Yeah.
Oh, you cock it.
Yes, that's right.
I like that. Well,
thanks again, people. And next week, we will be back. Walking. Goodbye.